ABC Radio Australia.
It's been three COVID-riddled years of exile for the Flying Fijians, Manu Samoa and the Akalitahi. They're ready to fight it out now for the Pacific Nations Cup once again. In the interim, World Rugby have changed their rules to allow players of Pacific origin to play for their countries of heritage, even if they have previously played for another country. So when the tournament kicks off in Suva tomorrow, each team will include players who were previously barred from representing their Pacific nation. Ex-All Black Asita Damanivalu will feature for Fiji, and former All Black Sevens player Fritz Lee will be in the blue of Samoa. But it's Tonga who is set to hit the headlines. Israel Folau makes his return to the international scene after he was sacked by Rugby Australia over his social media activity. And alongside him will be two former All Blacks in Malachi Fekitoa and Charles Pietau, English club rugby's £1 million man. Based in the city of Bristol in southwest England, Pietau's journey to the PNC has obviously been a long one, but he says that's true in more ways than one.
It's great to be here finally. It's been a long time coming, and so just to be amongst the boys in the environment, pretty surreal feeling. Still probably pinching myself to think this is actually happening, but really excited to be here.
And what is the atmosphere like within the camp at the moment? Because this is really the start, or it will be, when you take to the field against Fiji at the weekend, the start of a new era for Tongan rugby with the likes of yourself coming into the team, the guys from Moana Pacifica. I mean, so much has changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's my first time, so I think a lot of the older guys know, seen the difference in terms of how much has changed from maybe other camps. But, you know, it's a lot of fresh faces. There's new guys coming in, and I think just for myself, just soaking in the environment, soaking in, you know, being part of the Tongan culture and learning more about the team, the history, and then excited just for the tournament, really, and being able to kick off the Pacific Nations Cup.
On paper, the squad that you're now part of, it looks pretty good, doesn't it? Players with your experience, Malachi, Israel Folau is back playing international rugby. All the guys from Moana Pacifica are pretty battle-hardened after a very difficult season for them, season one in Super Rugby Pacific. I mean, you must be pretty excited about what this squad could do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's, like you've mentioned, there's a lot of guys that have experience has come from other teams, and you know, a lot of the Moana Pacifica boys have gotten great experience in the Super Rugby competition this year. And so, you know, I think it's one thing being on paper, but you know, we still got to connect and build those relationships and get that connection right on the field, which we have been doing the last week and a bit now leading into the first test.
It's likely that there will be a lot of attention on you, for sure, but clearly on Israel Folau coming back into international rugby after his problems with Rugby Australia. Is that a concern for you and your teammates, or are you just getting on with the job and let the media do whatever they might do?
Yeah, definitely not a concern for us. You know, we've come into this environment, and there's a lot of things that we're building towards this competition, and there hasn't been any talk of that. And so I think we just leave that up to the media.
First up will be the Flying Fijians on home soil. I mean, that's always going to be a tough encounter under any circumstances. Are you conscious of the expectations that are on you and your teammates now within the Akalitahi?
We're aware of it, but you know, it's like you said, it's a big challenge playing Fiji here in Fiji. And for us, you know, we just want to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward, working together with the coaches, coming up with a plan, and making sure that we can perform to our best of our ability. And I think the rest will take care of itself.
And to what degree will the team still be very much inspired about events back in Tonga just a few months ago now, with the volcanic explosion and the tsunami that followed, then COVID-19 struck the country? Of course, you have relatives over there yourself. I mean, is that a big inspiration for you guys heading towards Saturday and how you might play against Fiji?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think Tonga's been through a lot, and I think if you even seeing what the Rugby League team has done, that's bringing a lot of joy to Tongans worldwide, seeing the support that they've had. And I think, you know, from our point of view as well, we'll be stoked to put on a great performance for us as individuals, but at the same time, we know what joy that can bring to the country, and so we are aware of that.
And have any of your family, or might any of your family have the opportunity to be in Fiji for this game, or will they be watching from afar?
Yeah, I've got family members making the trip over to Fiji, so it'd be pretty special to be pretty happy to have them along the sidelines.
And do you think that allowing for the fact that this is essentially a new squad that's come together and you have to give a new squad time to gel, but with the talent that is within that squad, do you believe you could win the Pacific Nations Cup?
I think that's always the goal in terms of being part of a team and being in a competition. But like you said, you know, there's a lot of new faces and it's how quickly can we gel together. But our intentions are to play to win this competition.
And of course, I mean, you have the games to come first against Fiji. You also play Samoa and Australia A. Then there will be the World Cup qualifying game, which we think is going to be against Hong Kong. It's a chance, isn't it, for the team to actually have a pretty steady build-up to what we hope will be an impactful World Cup next year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think in this tournament and the next games leading up into the World Cup are all stepping blocks and being able to build momentum to peak come World Cup.
Charles Pirtau, who will make his senior international debut at last for Tonga when the Akalitahi play Fiji in the opening round of the Pacific Nations Cup in Suva tomorrow.